Hey, yo. What's good, Penny X? Got an eggnog here. I made some brownies today. It's Christmas season. Now, you know me, I started on the first. There was still Halloween candy in my bowl when I started celebrating Christmas, but I realize it's very polarizing. A lot of people like to wait till the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everybody. But yeah, I like. When there's still Halloween candy in my bowl, I like to start celebrating Christmas. I put up a couple decorations. These things can mutually exist. Everybody feels like you have to choose a camp. Like, oh, I just love Halloween so much. I can't go get in that mood already. I'm not asking, nobody's saying it has to be Christmas tomorrow, but you can start getting that feeling out there. The stores don't care. They're already starting that way. You can too. Christmas season's the best part. I mean, Thanksgiving's technically my favorite holiday. Christmas is fun, but my favorite part is the season, the feelings, the traditions, and of course the music, which we'll be talking about tonight. So I kind of put together a little start of a playlist, like power rankings, I guess we could call it. So you can start getting in the mood with me. These songs I've been listening to for a couple weeks now. And I'll be updating them as it goes along. So if you don't hear some of your favorites or true Christmas songs, they're coming. They're a little closer to the date. I get in a more traditional mode, closer to the date. Some a little buttery, a little bit more croony as you get closer to Christmas, more traditional. My early celebration is more poppy, modern, fun Christmas. That's where I'm at. And I wish like local radio stations would be like that way too. They put on like their Christmas music on the radio, but it's always like the same 25 songs you've heard from like the 1950s, and they don't really catch the vibe so much. There's been a lot of good new music that's come out in the Christmas realm, so we're going to touch into a few of those. So without further ado, let's get into Christmas music power rankings. And I'm gonna go 10 deep here. I usually go bag of six, but this isn't really like that. It's just me and you talking to Christmas playlist. And even though I did mention all the new kind of fun pop songs out, my first one is actually a very traditional one. It's kind of a tradition for me, actually. Halloween's over. And I like driving to work and listening to it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Bing, baby, Bing Crosby, one of the original crooners, Mr. White Christmas himself. This song is just, I love, it's chill and it's setting the mood. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you look, take a look at the 5 and 10 glistening once again. And for those that don't know, a 5 and 10 in ye old days was like a Dollar Tree. So basically it's saying like, hey, even that Dollar Tree is starting to look nice. Like they put some decorations up. Maybe they got some white lights out on there. And that's just kind of the vibe of the Christmas season. Everybody's just kind of doing it up, feeling good. And this is it. It's beginning to look a lot like that. So that's usually my kickoff song on November 1st. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because it is. And then next, here's one that a lot of people might not have heard. And it's by Sia. And yeah, we're not swinging from the chandelier. We're going a little bit more poppy. And it's kind of surprising the first couple times I heard this song, I didn't know she actually performed it, but it's called Candy Cane Lane. And this one is a new song, but it's got a throwback vibe. Kind of similar to It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. But it's more upbeat, and it kind of, if you have kids, you can get them involved a little bit because it's like, colors of the rainbow, get dressed to impress. You'll see lights in the windows, like it's bring a friend this holiday who likes to play, we'll eat candy canes. It's a fun song. It's a bop. It's a total bop, and I guarantee you love it. Now, since it is Sia, and sometimes I take music on face value, it's someone's probably gonna comment on my Facebook page that she's really talking about, you know, how candy canes are broken and time is not a flat circle and it's really about our impending doom. And but hey, I'm taking it on face value. And it's a fun little song to kick off your playlist. You know, when you start having people over. And it'll be a hit. I guarantee it. Number 8. Yeah, I just took a buttery drink of that eggnog. Is Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Yeah, that's right. I'm a Bieber fan. I celebrate the catalog. This one's more of a cute song, cute Christmas, but it makes me think of the vibe of like mall shopping. And you know, since a lot of you guys are just starting your Christmas spirit here, it's going to be Black Friday. And even though it's not traditional Black Friday, which I actually used to dig, like going out and rubbing elbows and getting all out there and getting some deals and going shopping. This song reminds me of like the mall, you know, and anytime you can call your girl a shorty is always a plus in my book. So this is, again, a cute song. It's the most beautiful time of the year, spending it with you. We can meet under the mistletoe. But yeah, it's got a real mall vibe to it. It makes me like think back to Christmases when I was in my teens or even like middle school days. You know, going out to the mall was what you did, and Christmas time was always a blast. So you were on Christmas break, so you're at the mall like all the time. So this reminded me of like, you know, hanging out with your girl, walking around the mall. So yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting from it. Check it out, trust me. Let's move on to number 7. Sleigh Ride, TLC. It's time to embrace the weather. Even on November 1st, we had a nice balmy beginning of, I guess it is late fall. It's not technically not winter yet, but we got hit with some cold temps, but then it bounced back up to 70. But it's time to start bracing yourself for the winter. And Sleigh Ride is kind of where it's at. Like, you know, this is also my baking jam. I don't know how to put it. I was a big fan of TLC. I still am a big fan of TLC, but they kind of have a really melodic vocals. Like T-Boz, I like her vocals. Like, you know, it's a very hum. Like, it's got a nice, like, to it. And something I can groove to while I'm baking. So I always like, if I'm baking some cookies, I made some caramel brownies with chocolate chips, had a couple layers on them, had this song on. Yeah, that's where it's at. So if you're baking, throw on Sleigh Ride by TLC. You won't regret it. Now we're going to completely flip that on its ear. For my number 6 is Deck the Club by Yin Yang Twins. This is your after work happy hour cut. And yeah, I mean, it's Yin Yang Twins. It's a little bit more blue, but I've seen like people in their 60s talking about skeet, skeet, skeet and what they were doing from the windows to the walls. So don't try to act like you're above Yin Yang Twins just because it's Christmas time. But yeah, you know, Deck the Club's with piles of money. And sure, they are talking about a particular type of club in some of it, but, and I'm not really a clubber anymore, but this one just, it gets me moving. And you gotta listen to it. It's just, Christmas was always missing like this extra gritty bass pumping, just like grimy song. And I was happy the Yin Yang Twins were there to pick up the ball. Spike it. And so that's always in my playlist. It might go all the way through. Well, maybe not the last couple days of Christmas, but any weekend activities, like I said, any happy hours, I might save this one. I don't think the kids really listen to it as much, but if you need a little something for you, something to get loose to, Deck the Club, And obviously it's a playoff of Deck the Halls. I think you guys picked this up on that. I wasn't very vague. They weren't dancing around that one. All right. Cozy Little Christmas by Katy Perry. What a fun song. That's kicking off the top half of my playlist here. I mean, she belts out like no other. So when you hit the Our Love Is Something Priceless, like, crescendo of this song, it's just like, you're in, man. You're in the spirit. But a lot of these songs all have the same thing about the hustle and the bustle. You know, shop until you're dropping, kids are crying, dogs are barking, everything's madness. But as soon as you hang up the mistletoe, and you're the reason for the season, you don't need to keep up with the Joneses. You know, you don't need diamonds or sparkly things, because you're caught up in the feeling of Christmas spirit, everything about it. She's singing to me. It's a fun song. And it is cozy. Slow dancing in that King Cole. She hits all the high notes, dude. A little whiskey, yeah. Getting frisky, sure. We ain't stressing. Just caressing, uh-oh. It's getting cozy. This is like, also when it's about Hallmark movie time. This is like the more grown-up version of the Bieber song I was talking about earlier. Mistletoe Bieber was kind of... Remember the term macking? Yeah. When you're macking up somebody at the mall. Try maybe get a kiss. Hold some hands. Cozy Little Christmas is like, all right. You and your Ciggo, or... Did I just really say Ciggo? You know, you and your partner. You know, having some grown-up fun. Having a couple drinks. Throwing on a movie, kicking it, maybe a couple candles, some blankets, yeah, Christmas and chill, that's what Katy Perry's talking about. Actually, I think Christmas and Chill is the name of an Ariana Grande album, which you may touch on in the next episode, so, but this is the vibe she's going for here, and I love it. And if you haven't heard it yet, get on that, quickly. It's going to bump up the list. Top five was being almost disrespectful. This is like a top three Christmas jam. But there's a couple I had to put up higher. And the other reason I put four above this is because Jonas Brothers are coming with you like it's Christmas every day. And that's kind of where I was getting at earlier when I was telling you about, like, I started on the first. I do kind of wish every day was Christmas. And so, yeah, I went with Like It's Christmas by the Jonas Brothers. If you haven't heard it, it's a fun little poppy song. And the Jonas Brothers know how to hit like a little cocktail hour party jam. So, you know, at worst, it's a fallback for that. Keep it close. All right, my next song. Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC. This one's been a favorite since the 80s, man, for me. This was my first experience with the fact that hip-hop and Christmas music could coexist. Like, that was my music of choice as a kid, and I didn't think the two could come together. And there was an album came out called A Very Special Christmas, and it was on there. It blew my little mind. And, I loved it ever since. And that first, like, opening, dun 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 dun, with the scratches, that makes me smile every time. And we won't go around in circles. Everybody's talked about his Die Hard, a Christmas movie, blah, 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 blah. It is, even if not traditional. So early on in the Christmas season's probably when you knock that one out. And this song is... It's featured in a lot of movies, but Argyle in particular plays the song in that movie, and so that always kind of kicks off my Christmas season as well. So, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Definitely a top three Christmas jam for your playlist. Okay, two and one. I think you all know what number one is, and I know a lot of people are going to have a problem with it, but number two is coming up close to the title, in my opinion. These ladies both hit it hard, like nobody's business, in their traditional songs. So what they've done with Christmas jams has just been unbelievable. So number two, I'm going with Underneath the Tree, Kelly Clarkson. She's coming for the title, but she belts this out as pure Christmas song. Just so much fun. And there's a sax solo. I mean, there's not much. Not many songs do that anymore. And I love it, but it's, knock me off my feet. You're All I Need, Underneath the Tree. Snow Is Falling as the Carolers Sing. It wasn't the same Alone on Christmas Day. Presents, What a Beautiful Sight. Don't Mean a Thing If You Aren't Holding Me Tight. You're All I Need, Underneath the Tree. Into the saxophone solo. If you haven't heard it, shame on you. Again, you've been listening to Played Out. You've been listening to the Tired playlist. This one you got to play immediately, and it'll replace the current and always number one at this time of the year, the GOAT, the one that everybody's upset about, the one that everybody memes about, the one that everybody tags me on Facebook about is, yes, Mariah. That is the one, and that's why, because it is like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, everybody was in love with this song, and rightfully so. But it's like the Yankees or Duke or anything that's too successful for too long must be knocked down a peg. And Mariah's Christmas jam is unfortunately the latest victim of that. All I Want for Christmas. It's one of those ones where you just hear those little notes. What is that? The triangle? I think so. And it kicks off. It vibrates. It knocks through your speakers. I don't know how you guys can't like it. People that don't like it don't like sex and or fun. That's it. I said it. I think a good perspective. Go back in. And I'm not even a big Jimmy Fallon guy, but I remember when they performed it with the Roots, and they used like kids' instruments, and there were kids that helped sing the background. And I, pieces, you know, much better than me. Might be getting a cold there. Yeah, that's why I can't sing. It's definitely the cold. It really had me see the song in a totally different way, too. So I think once you pick up a little bit more on some of the other notes, some of the other elements of it, just embrace it, man. It's a fucking Christmas song. It's dope. What else is there that's better than that? Well, actually, there are a couple songs that are better than that. But as far as a kickoff Christmas song, I'll give it to you that in like a week out, it gets spent. I'm not listening to this every day, but to kick off your Christmas season, man, that first week, that's at least a 3 or 4 time a dayer for me. I'm not ashamed to admit it. All right, so there you go. There's 10 songs to help kick off your Christmas season as we head into Thanksgiving, the greatest holiday of all time. I'm spatchcocking right now. I have staling some bread. You didn't know staling was a verb, but that's what's happening. Getting ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Deciding which red wine I'm going to crack at about 10 a.m. because it'll feel like happy hour by that time since I'll be up so long. I just love it. Love Thanksgiving, love Christmas season, love talking to you, Paniacs. So yeah, this is just a shorty for you. I was going to get on, I'll give you a little bonus content here. Because I do come up with all these, you know, I used to call them spiral episodes. But let me know in the comments, Twitters, if you like just a little quick morsel like this, you know, maybe 15-minute quick hitters of just inane rambling, because we were ordering pizza the other night, and I was, and I actually posted a meme about this a few months back on my Instagram, like, pizza delivery nowadays, for when I was a kid, is mind-boggling. I can't even wrap my head around it. I was explaining to my kids about the 30-minute guarantee that Domino's used to have, that, like, if you ordered a pizza, it'd be there in 30 minutes or free. And that was huge, man. Like, literally, they start a clock, and you would at home, and you'd know when you hung up, and you'd be sitting there waiting, and damn it, enough, they'd get there with a few minutes to spare, more often than not. If it didn't, there was something terribly wrong. And that was cool and a fun, like, experience. But I wasn't really absorbing what was going on at the time. That not only were they taking those orders by phone and probably writing them down, there were no, they didn't have, maybe they did have a computer system, like an old Apple green screen, you know, one of the from War Games that used to fight the Whopper, but I don't think so. I think they were jotting these things down my hand and they were passing them off. Someone's firing up that pizza. And then there must have been like some master map maker, old timey gentleman. You know, I'm picturing like some seasoned townie just sitting here with maps everywhere, charting courses. Because there was no GPS. Sure, there were big streets, but you also, like, had to know where the cutoffs were. Because, like, at a certain part of our main arteries here, like Prospect or Neal or University, like, it counts down to, like, 100, and then it goes from 100 back up to a certain, like, there's east and west and north and south. And so you're hiring, like, these kids that may not know all this. And you're trying to, you can't just do one pizza at a time. So you're trying to cluster groups of pizzas to certain sections of town, all based off of paper maps. It's just, it blows my mind. So to all you pizza delivery drivers from the 1980s, may you enjoy this Christmas playlist. As I hope you're still delivering pizzas with all of your, I mean, you reached an apex of you should have never sought out another career because you were gods among men. So I hope you enjoy this playlist and a very Merry Christmas. Take care, Paniacs. Until next time, know that I can always taste the hot tub.